And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well. Now, Dr. Perry isn't here. He's doing research in Amsterdam on new techniques in plastic surgery, but he'll be back next week. It's just Bridget and I for this hour. The tip of the week coming up at the end of the hour: hit a weight loss plateau, try these 8 tips. My favorite stories of the week. I've got to go over my 2 favorites. One was on the HDL cholesterol being healthy. That is, healthy HDL cholesterol, the higher level is not only healthy for the heart, and it isn't level, it's activity. And there's a special test coming out in about 3 weeks. I'm told it's commercially available on activity level. But more important than that is the decrease in cancer risk. So they looked at large series, and they found the higher HDL level was associated with decreased cancer, not a little, every 10 milligrams per deciliter increase. Your normal value is 50. If it goes to 60, it's a 30% lower risk of cancer. And obviously, we have some drugs that may increase that. How did, was this found? Stan Hazen, who did this remarkable work on red meat and the TMAO, was also doing some work on malignant melanoma and its signaling, that is how it tells the immune system to stay away, and found out that the patients with the higher HDL, and when they gave HDL raising drugs to mice, they actually souped up their immune system and killed off the malignant melanoma. Amazing. So it doesn't attack the malignant melanoma itself, it just soups up your immune system. The other story I loved was the compounds found in red wine, green tea, chocolate, which Bridget has been eating
right
so that
now,
we couldn't even understand what she was saying. In fact, those compounds, just a simple thing, tannic acid and this other, compound, which is a plant polyphenol found in all these other things, very inexpensively, for under 10 cents a month. You could coat all the surfaces in your kitchen, even if you've got a gigantic kitchen. That's how cheap these are. They stick to it, and they are antibacterial. So green tea leaves not only can be used to steep a good cup of tea, but they make an excellent antibacterial coating. And this is something we see. So it's a chemistry professor at Northwestern, published in a very reliable journal. The stickiness of plant polyphenols is behind the so-called astringency that people can experience when drinking red wine high in tannins. The tannins stick to or bind, producing the sensation of puckering and dryness, but that stickiness they've put to work in a novel way. You just coat it very thinly. So that's one of my other favorite stories of the week.
I guess I didn't realize that polyphenols were sticky. I don't know how I missed that.
Bridget, fruit.
Yes.
Taking a bite out of diabetes risk. What about fruit juices?
Okay, so this was a really interesting study where they looked at over 180,000 people, adults, and they looked at over a 4-year time period. All of these people started the study free of any chronic disease. By the end, 6.5% had developed type 2 diabetes. So then they looked at their food intake, and they found that those that ate whole fruits, at least 3 servings every week, had a lower risk.
3 servings a week, not a day?
Yeah, 3 servings a week.
Come on.
Of whole fruit was associated with a 2% lower odds of type 2 diabetes. And then the really cool thing was that they broke it down to individual fruits, and they found that blueberries had the greatest advantage, that people that ate blueberries.
So what do you do about blueberries in the winter?
Well, you can buy them frozen.
And they have the same effect, don't they?
Yes, because
And in fact, I'm going to put in a plug for Costco.
I love Costco.
They're not one of our sponsors, there's no reason. But you can buy these great bags of frozen blueberries that are really wonderful.
And cheaper.
And inexpensive.
Right.
and that are great for you. So what happened with the blueberries in the study?
So by just having 3 servings per week of blueberries, they found that there was a 26% lower odds of developing diabetes. And then they compared, this was the most interesting part, because I feel like people are always wondering whether drinking fruit juice or eating the whole fruit is better. And they found in this study that when people drank fruit juice, they had an 8% higher risk of developing diabetes. And when you compared that drinking juice to eating 3 servings of blueberries, it led to a 33% difference, meaning that the people that had the most blueberries had a lower risk, and then the people that had the fruit juice had a much higher risk.
So the things that they found were most beneficial were apples, grapes, and blueberries. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you, what I do, as you know, is I have an apple a day, not just to keep the doctor away, but I have an apple a day as a snack in the afternoon with 6 walnuts to keep me, I love walnuts and apples, and together they're even better, and they keep me from being hungry.
I have that with almond butter, so it's kind of similar, except not with the omega-3s.
Not as good as walnuts. Anyway, omega-3, the walnuts are the only nut with omega-3. Of course, you can get it, you know, I take it in supplements, the DHA omega-3 from apple, from algae, to make sure I get my omega-3 DHA for my brain and eyes every day. But anyway, the point of the story is that there is some really good benefit to having a snack of an apple or grapes or blueberries.
Yeah, and it's high in fiber, so it's going to decrease. Dr. Mike did a segment or a Real Age tip last week on snacking and the importance of pairing carbohydrate snack with protein. And something like the apple and the walnuts are a really good example that will decrease your hunger, in addition to obviously these new health benefits that they found this week to also decrease your risk of diabetes. I usually, in the morning, when I have oatmeal or something, I take out my bag of frozen blueberries and then just put them to defrost or whatever, not defrost, but you know, thaw out. I run cold water over them and then just add them to my oatmeal, and because it's a less expensive way to have some pretty healthy fruit.
And you can put some walnuts in it,
And you can put some walnuts in it, too.
Now, there are 2 other studies that we're going to get to. Maybe not this segment, but at least in the next segment. Remember, the tip of the week is going to be, if you hit a weight loss plateau, try these 8 tips. But inflammation may hold the key to people being fat but fit.
Yeah, what did you think about this?
Well, tell me about it. So this is inflammation people have can, if you're fat, that is, if you just have a high BMI, that may not say whether it's a risk to you, because the fat can be outside your belly. It's really belly fat.
Mm-hmm.
And belly fat causes, is associated with inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
But they did a study looking at this in Irish men, so we got to make sure it just wasn't the alcohol, right?
Men and women.
According to Lachlan would say, wait a second, how much alcohol did these guys have before we go into the study? But anyway.
It's a valid point.
From age, these are Irish men, 2,000 of them, from 45 to 74, some of whom were obese and some non-obese, and some developed metabolic problems and some didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And the differential was whether they had signs of inflammation when they were obese.
Right.
So tell us about that.
So basically what they found was, because I guess you assume that with everyone focusing on obesity, that all obese individuals must have poor metabolic health. So they found the opposite, that plenty of obese people had good metabolic health, just like non-obese people. Some had good metabolic health, others didn't. My take on this is that your weight isn't necessarily the only indicator, because there's plenty of normal body weight individuals that don't have the best health practices that have poor metabolic health.
So it's measuring any of these things, high specific CRP, TNF-alpha, C3, IL-6 plasminogen, activator, the easiest and the least expensive is HSCRP. If you have an high HSCRP index, we always say, it's one of the Roizen rules for younger you. Do whatever you need to get it down. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We'll be right back. You can email us, udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com, or call us 877-711-5211.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.